From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day. President Barack Obama Sunday ordered the U.S. government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union on Sunday adopted a legislative framework that begins the process of eventually lifting sanctions against the country. An Arab armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at the main bus station in Beersheba Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier and wounding 10 people before police shot and killed him. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
One man was severely taken to hospital and received medical treatment. Unfortunately, confirmed that he passed away a few minutes ago. Heightened security is continuing in the area.
The identity of the bus shooter was not immediately known. Violence was also reported Sunday in the city of Hebron, on the West Bank, and along the Israeli border with Gaza. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Egyptian voters turned out in low numbers Sunday in the first phase of parliamentary elections. A long-delayed vote to fill the 596-member parliament will continue Monday in 14 of the 27 provinces where voting opened early in the day. This one is VOA News.